The state's second injury fund is broke, and the state auditor says it needs to be fixed or eliminated. State Auditor Tom Schweik says the state's second injury fund has $28.1 million in unpaid obligations. There's only $3.2 million in the fund now. He's worked up the numbers for the Attorney General's office and the legislature.
Our point in this letter is, even under the current standards, the existing obligations, regardless of whether future people should or should not be paid, there's not enough money even to pay obligations that are already set in law and ordered to be paid.
Schweik says the fund is fed by a surcharge on business insurance, which was capped at 3% in 2005. His study says that needs to be increased to 7% to make the fund solvent.
Even under the current standards, they have big problems. And if the liabilities simply remain constant to what they are now, which is, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of between $70 and $75 million a year, they just don't have the revenue to pay for it, not even close.
The second injury fund awards benefits to workers who are injured a second time on the job, adding further incapacitation to previous injuries. He says the issue is both controversial and complex. That's why lawmakers have shied away from it in recent years. Now he says the courts are getting angry and something must be done. The fund was created after World War II to encourage the employment of previously injured or disabled workers without exposing employers to liability for the previous injuries. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.